Mikey to be here.
Yep. Is he gonna address us? Public comment?
We spoke too soon.
We've been waiting for you.
Everyone's quiet.
Seems like the thing song for Jeopardy should be going right now. Okay.
All right. We will go ahead and call this meeting to order. Nate, would you call the roll, please?
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Councilmember Biggs?
Here.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And if you'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item is a consent agenda. Any questions, comments, things you want pulled for discussion?
You guys good? Make a motion that we approve the consent agenda as published.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve consent agenda. Any discussion on that motion? Nate, would you poll the council, please?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes.
And that motion carries. And that takes us to public comment. Is there anybody who wishes to address the council?
Come on, Mike, do it.
All right.
Give us something.
Seeing no one, that takes us to public hearings. Case number 2402AN. Staff is requesting that this item be tabled to a date certain of November 19, 2024.
I make a motion that we table case number 24-02-AN to a date certain of November 19, 2024.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Consideration to approve ordinance 2024-40. An ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA making certain findings and enlarging the boundaries of the CUNA Municipal Irrigation System by the inclusion of Ada County Assessors DB Development LLC and declaring water rights appurtenant thereto or pooled for delivery purposes, directing the city clerk to record this ordinance as provided by law, and directing the city engineer to provide notice of this ordinance to the Nampa Meridian Irrigation District, the owners, and update the irrigation system map, and providing an effective date.
I make a motion that we waive three readings of ordinance 2024-40.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings. Any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I make a motion that we approve ordinance 2024-40.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for approval of the ordinance. Any further discussion on that motion? Nate, would you poll the council?
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Councilmember Biggs?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President Bruce?
Yes.
And that motion carries. And that is all we had on the agenda tonight. Congratulations to Councilmember Bruce on his election to a representative on the legislature.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun there.
Things, so.
Thank you. Yeah. One other thing, the kids that are playing in the state championship this weekend, on Friday, they're going to be driving through town. They're playing Rocky, who's undefeated, but they beat Timberline last week in the first round, so they've been playing some good ball. But we all met at the school last time and kind of gave them a send-off, but they'll drive through town about 5 o'clock this time, Friday. So you know, if you know anybody, if you're out there, maybe just go out and wave to them, so.
Good, thank you. I was going to ask you to report on that also, since you were there, but.
And, Mr. Mayor, I have something also. I know you're familiar with him, but for anyone who wasn't, there was a gentleman, Max Badesheim, passed away Saturday before last. He graduated from CUNA High in 1975, and he served 8 years in the Army, active duty, and he was a good friend of mine. He was a member of the American Legion Riders, as well as other rider organizations, veteran rider organizations. He's done the ride for 22. He did a cross-country ride, and I think anybody who's been in CUNA for any period of time would probably recognize him and his three-wheel bike motorcycle going down the street. So please keep his family. His parents are still alive, and his wife, Charmin, who lives here in CUNA, keeping them in your thoughts. But I just at least wanted to recognize one of our long-serving residents.
Thank you.
Good, thank you. And his father, Max Badesheim, ran the CUNA Mill for many years before it became CUNA Zamzow's. So he worked across the street for me, and then we all ran around in our high school years, so I knew Max very well. So that's too bad I hadn't heard about that. Did anybody else have anything you wanted to mention?
No, sir.
So, yeah, excited about the CUNA Caveman football team. Made it through round one, headed to round two, and hopefully they can keep it going. They look pretty inspired in the last game, so I think they'll do well.
Are they playing at Rocky?
Yeah, at Rocky. So, but we played them the first game of the season, and it was a pretty good through halftime. But, you know, it was the first time playing with a new coach, new kids together with a new coach, new staff. So they're playing good football right now. We'll see how it pans out. But either way, I mean, they got two extra games to continue through, so that's always good, especially for the seniors.
All right. Well, that's all we have for this evening. So thank you very much, and meeting is adjourned.
Does he have a son, Travis?
Okay. Yeah, let's go with that. He's one of the announcers originally on Facebook. Okay. I don't think I'm friends with him, but.